Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
It really struck me when he brought up Josh McDaniels because he brought up COVID, Max. And he was talking about how during COVID, he said, with Josh McDaniels, you got to understand, this man is making adjustments every day. He's not married to one game plan. Things change day to day to day. He says, so you miss one practice, you might be behind with Josh McDaniels. And obviously, I had to miss significant time because of COVID.
Their practice facility got shut down because of COVID, so they couldn't even practice.
Now, Wiggy, when you send those guys the script, is it email? Is it
text
fax?
Text.
Yeah. No tap.
And sometimes,
no tap is big.
And sometimes Snapchat. I like for it to disappear.
I think Max is on Bumble.
Make it seem like it's their own. You know what I mean?
Do you swipe right on Bumble? Which one's that?
I don't
or you
know.
Swipe up or down? No. Ken knows.
I swipe left with Max.
Ken's on there. That's Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith. Again, defending Cam Newton. It's the Greg Hill Show. Curtis, Ken, Wiggy, and Mutt hanging out until 10 o'clock. And then Gresham Keefe will give some money away here in a couple of minutes. And that to me sounds uneducated when I hear Kellerman and Stephen A. suggest that COVID and terminology or Josh McDaniels or any of that has a major factor in the real subpar play of Cam Newton. I think Josh McDaniels struggled as the coordinator last year because he could only do certain things offensively because his quarterback wasn't any good. And that one walkthrough he missed, according to Ben Volen, was not the big factor. But people, this is a likability thing, Wiggy. You like him because for a million reasons. The national media likes him because he says the right thing, and now that he's down, they want to lift him back up, and so they want to give him every single excuse rather than just watch the games and go, wasn't very good, wasn't COVID. Might have been some player issues there, which Wiggy has talked about this morning, but the COVID thing I'm just never going to buy.
One play away from beating the Seahawks. He looked very good in that game. Then he got COVID. He was not the same the rest of the year. We speculated on this show. Does he have that COVID fog that people hear about?
Right.
That's legitimate. With a new system, off of catastrophic injury, with COVID, with no practice, with no preseason, etc. Still, two plays away from going 9-7.
I have a question for Max Kellerman. Has he ever said that Tom Brady was two plays away from being 2-0 against the Giants in the Super Bowl?
No,
it's more the other way. Like, oh, right. He got lucky. Like him and what's his name?
And if you look at the Patriots
Rob
last
Parker?
Year.
Yes, thank you, Wiggy. Him and Rob Parker say he's one play away from losing. He's
right.
a tuck rule away from not being a Super Bowl champion.
Right. You could easily say that if Tyree didn't hold onto the ball in his helmet and if Eli didn't have the pass of his career to Mario Manningham, he'd win both of those games.
Tom Brady will wind up being Lance Armstrong without the bicycle.
Could also say if Bill played Malcolm Butler, he'd have another
yeah,
one.
Exactly. But that's the thing is that you can't because you go back to the
right.
Snow Bowl, you go back to all the other things that happen. And when you look at the Patriots last season, the Cardinals game where Cam threw that back-breaking interception and the Cardinals totally puked on their legs.
And they missed a field goal
missed
late.
Missed a field goal and the Patriots end up winning that game. I mean, the Patriots were 7-9 because they were a 7-9 team. They weren't much better. They weren't much worse. I think we agree that that's about what they were last
See, year. I never do like, well, if they would have did this, if they did that, you know, it's like if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, right? I don't look at it in that realm, right? Because you can go back to, well, if the tuck rule doesn't get called and then all this other nonsense. I look at where this team is. Last year, they had a team that was competing for a playoff spot. They kind of, that's when they, at the end of the year, when they went on that three-game losing streak, that's where they completely lost. And going into this year, I look at what this team is on paper, and then I set my expectations based on what I see on paper, and I set my expectations where Cam should not have no excuse. Now, I give him an excuse like I would give any quarterback or any other other player for last year, more of the offseason and OTAs and training camp not being legit, and just the fact that he didn't have the talent around him, because you install a lot
of... So you're blaming Bill, though. So basically, you are pointing the finger at Bill Belichick, someone you're going to start talking to here in a couple of weeks, right? Here on the Greg Hill Show.
How am I pointing the finger at him?
Because who puts the talent around Cam?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill definitely.
So you're blaming Bill
for last year and
for Cam's lack of success.
Yeah.
What now?
Will you bring that up to Bill when he joins the show?
Wiggy has left Brady and Belichick in honor of Cam Newton. Two guys that helped win a Super Bowl with you. You're now totally willing to just throw Bill under the bus, say Brady
sucks
with
the
same guys.
You just said it, Bill's fault.
I said it was Bill's fault.
He must be really good to you, man. I don't know what he does.
I said it was Bill's fault the same way I said it was Bill's fault in 2019 when he didn't put talent around Brady. He tried to with Antonio Brown. That one hit and missed. I give him credit. He then tried with Mohamed Sanu. I would have went rather than Emmanuel Sanders. So I give him a little bit more credit for the 2019 season because he did try to add some pieces.
That's right.
But last year, he didn't add any pieces for Cam.
Okay.
And just say, go figure it out, Cam. We're going to run a high school offense. You're going to be our quarterback, and we're just going to get through this year.
Right, but
we sold out.
Did he do what's in the best interest of the team last year?
Not last year, in my opinion.
Always says he does. I'm glad you're being critical of him, because if you're going to sit here and praise Cam for doing what he did with lack of talent, the flip side is Bill Belichick did a poor job last year.
He did a poor job last year. The year prior to that, I gave him credit, the Brady year. At least he made moves to try to put talent around Brady. Now, they swung and missed with Antonio Brown. They swung and missed with Mohamed Sanu.
Swung and missed with Cam Newton.
But they tried. But no, Cam wasn't there in 2019. Oh. But he tried to put pieces around him. I had an issue with him in 2019 not addressing the tight end position. That he didn't do.
Well, since Gronk, he really did. He did a poor job there, and now wide receiver is trying to make up for it by spending this money on Aguilar and Bourne. We have a whole laundry list of ESPN stars and media guys talking about Cam. We'll get to it after we give away some cash.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is harbor. Text harbor to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in a national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Text harbor right now to 72881. Mike Tannenbaum used to work for the Jets. He was never considered a good front office guy, Curtis, right? No one ever said, like, boy, Mike Tannenbaum is...
Oh. Come on, 2011, when the Jets, after the butt fumble game, they come to Foxborough, win the divisional round. He was dancing his way off the field. That was when Rex and Tannenbaum that whole group.
Can I smell him? Can I touch him?
Yeah, that was a big day.
Mike Tannenbaum is now a big star on ESPN. He wants to talk about Cam Newton.
If we go back to last year, no offseason program gives him another year in the offense, where obviously he probably had a big learning curve in understanding the language and the checks and the nuances to a very complicated Patriot offense. So I'm a big Cam Newton fan, and I think given what they've done in the offseason, I expect him to play better. I do like Mac Jones, but I think this is going to be Cam Newton's team this year.
All right, so put him on the list of new terminology year two.
I sent him a text message too.
Mike's on your list?
Yeah. Okay. All those guys, I sent text messages.
How about Lewis Riddick?
I prep him too.
Let's hear him.
Well, he was playing catch up right from the get-go up there in New England. Really, you know, when you add on the fact that he dealt with COVID during the season, it just really put him behind, and he wasn't able to really show what he is really worth at this point in time, and rather where his skill level really is at this point in time. It just didn't work for him. I don't believe he's done. I do believe he still has starting ability.
You know what's crazy?
ESPN listens to us.
Hold on. Another guy. We got more that were on the list. He's so underrated, and he was so shafted last year that he had zero NFL offers to go play anywhere except New England. Nobody else wanted the guy. He came back here for $3 million. So all these executives around the NFL watched all these games, watched Cam. Nobody wanted to sign him. There were options. Washington went with Ryan Fitzpatrick, right?
Uh-huh.
Other jobs available.
I mean, Coco got more money.
No, bitch. Some gift cards, too. No one wanted this guy.
Well, at least
But they're bending over backwards to tell you how tough of a year he had
last
year.
What does this tell us? What does this tell us? It tells us that everybody that works at ESPN has the Odyssey app, and they listen to my takes on the Greg Hill Show.
NFL Network, Peter Schrager. Does he have the Odyssey app? Let's find out.
Cam Newton, it's worth giving another shot. I think the COVID factor was real last year. He's playing great football early in the season. Got coronavirus, wasn't the same quarterback afterwards, and then his arm apparently fell off in the last month of the season because he couldn't throw the ball at all. It sounds disparaging, but he wasn't the same quarterback throwing the ball as he was week two in Seattle, where he looked great. So to the Patriots, let's give him a full season of learning the playbook.
The COVID factor.
Look at the amount of rationalizing each of these people has to do.
I like the Izzo factor in this game.
I mean, that makes more sense.
That's your
sense.
Program director in San Francisco right
but,
there.
But why do you think it is? I'm being genuinely... is it because they respect Belichick so much that they can't admit the fact that, like, they can't accept the fact that he could have been this wrong on the guy he chose to replace Brady? Is it because Cam's a nice guy? Like, what? I've never seen this where, like, even Peyton Manning in that final year where he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos, when he was replaced by that guy that got $40 million and sucked, Osweiler.
Yeah.
Like, people weren't saying Peyton Manning's playing great.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying he's adjusted to the team and he's become a game manager. He can't throw the ball downfield. They said more positive things about Cam Newton than they did about Peyton Manning when he won a Super Bowl.
It is crazy.
Well, I think people are basing it off of what happened last year. Like,
yeah,
real,
said, like, absolute dog food.
Real, like, there, you know, we talk.
What do you mean what happened last year?
Some dog food's good.
Real excuses. Like, these are real excuses.
You said what happened last year.
Yeah, no offseason. Was there an offseason that happened last year?
Yeah, the Bucks didn't have one. It really screwed them up for the new quarterback.
You know what? When you have Tom Brady and you already have that talent in place, things are a little bit easier. So are these not real excuses, everything those people are saying?
So they couldn't even practice?
No, because we already went over.
And you agree the COVID factor is not a real thing.
Yeah, I'm not. The ones that say
the every guy here is saying COVID. So you're saying talent. Every guy we've played so far. Tannenbaum said, first of all, COVID in terminology, okay? Lewis Riddick said COVID. We just heard Schrager say the COVID factor. They're all hanging their hat on that. You're not. I'm not saying you are. I'm not putting words in your mouth. There's three guys on ESPN. Apparently, they're not getting that part of your text message because they are pointing to COVID as being the issue. And they're bending over backwards to tell you why they should give him another chance. Versus Mac Jones, who 2 months ago before he got drafted was supposed to go 3 to San Francisco and beat out Jimmy Garoppolo. Now he's supposed to sit behind Cam.
COVID is
how did that happen?
COVID is only the issue for the offseason and training camp of last year.
But you said COVID fog.
Yeah, he did have a little COVID fog, but I still think it was more about the talent that he didn't have. And then people say the Seattle game, well, Julian Edelman had his best game ever. He had 8 catches for 179 yards. And then, boom, you lose Julian Edelman, so you have that guy you can trust.
Well, he played the next 3 games.
Not with Cam Newton. They only played 1 game, and they beat the Raiders, and then Cam got
Edelman
COVID.
Only played 1 game?
No, Cam and Edelman only played together for one more game.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I looked at his game log.
They played, Cam played in the Raiders game with Edelman, and then the following game was Kansas City.
Okay, I'm looking at Edelman's 2020 game log. He played against the 49ers.
Right.
Cam played in that game. He played against the Broncos.
But by
that
time, he was Dunsky. By that time, Edelman was gone.
What are you talking? I mean, well, so you said he only played with them one time. Well, he played with them for
two
more games.
But real games.
Dunsky.
How are those not real games?
Because Edelman's knee was crap by those games.
So why did he play?
Edelman's last ditched effort was the Seattle game. That was Edelman.
Foxborough forever.
That was it. He should have did the Foxborough forever after that
game. He played 4 more games.
Yeah, and he was a shell of himself. He gave everything he could in Seattle.
All right, Chris Sims is not on your list. I know you don't talk to Sims.
No, I text message Sims.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, Sims in the list?
Sims is on
the list. He's got some Cam takes.
I know. The quarterback throwing stats might not show it. All right, I get it. It's not about the quarterback stats all the time. It's the effect you have on the football game. He's a little bit of a force of nature that way. And I think that sometimes gets a little swept under the rug when you talk about Cam Newton. I understand it wasn't all pretty last year, but I think there are some outside circumstances that you have to be realistic about with Cam Newton and break down and go, well, this led to some issues and some problems, not only because of their football team, but because of COVID and everything we've talked about. But Cam Newton still has got one of the greatest presence of all quarterbacks on the NFL football field.
Christmas presents?
What do you factor COVID and for the offseason and training camp?
No.
Yeah. Well, we know you don't, Curtis. Sure,
yeah, but for every team.
I thought Bill was the greatest coach of all time, and he, when there was adversity, he would be the one that would rise to the occasion. Because
COVID-19, you know what that is, right? Become a very famous term.
I mean, I was told that he was
Bill,
best.
I thought Cam was in the
hits.
Building for 20 hours a day.
Bill
like
always
working hard.
Bill no. always says it's about the players, and if Bill doesn't have talent, he can be the greatest coach in the world. You need talent.
Right, you need talent at quarterback. I agree.
You need talent at every position. Look at how they in 2019, they had a ton of talent on the defense side of the football.
They made the playoffs going 12-4.
They were 8-0. As a defense is what
you heard your argument when you bring up 2019. You know that, right?
No, because the argument was that the defense, the reason why they were 8-0 is because the defense.
We're playing more young players than we played in the past.
Well, Brady had like no, didn't turn the ball over the first day. He wasn't Brady-esque, but he was still okay.
But what was the
salary cap standpoint? We didn't have much.
It wasn't Cam
flexibility at all.
Yep.
Was the narrative around here? And I asked Ken because he's the only objective one in the room. Was the narrative around here during the 2019 season when they were 8-0 when we got Sad Brady every Monday? Mm-hmm. Was the narrative that this team was 8-0? Because of their defense, and they didn't even need to roll out an offense.
Correct.
There was times
struggling.
Right. It was times they said they won up because of the defense and special teams. Was that not the narrative on every single show the first 8 weeks of the season?
The defense, because their stats, you could compare them to like the 2000 Ravens. And so guys like Curran were talking about them being historic. Turns out, by the way, they weren't. They weren't very good.
Right.
They had the softest schedule in football the first 8 games.
Right. We had some opt-outs.
But what were you talking about on Monday night? How great that defense is, and it's carrying the offense. And you know what? They don't need the offense. Don't even got
to
play.
We were arguing with Curran because he kept talking about comparing the Bears and Ravens. Like I understand what you're saying, and at its core, you're right. But Curtis is also right when you compare. Like Brady did more with the same cast of characters Cam had. Cam, like NFL.com had it right. They did their quarterback ratings for the year at the end of the year. They had Cam Newton as 32nd. He was like the last rated quarterback of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL based on the way that he played. Adam Schefter had to come on and like apologize in the station because he whispered what we all thought. There was going to be a mutual breakup after the year. There wasn't, and now he's back, and the national media is saying, draw a line through it, give him a free pass, where they don't do that with other players. And Curtis,
it was
right,
not a report.
It was a report, Adam. Come on. Stop
going with the 12-4. Who had the better team? Brady or Cam?
Brady had a better team.
He had a better all-around
team.
I'm agreeing with you. If Brady...
Better coach, too.
If Brady's the quarterback of last year's team, they probably win 10 games. So he's 3 games better than Cam Newton.
That's pretty significant, don't you think?
Is 3 games significant?
3 games? Is it between 8 and 11 wins?
Ken,
yes.
Is 3 games significant?
Why do you yes! Oh, my... That's not rhetorical. Yes.
You think so?
Three games in a 17-game schedule. That's 25-30% of the season. No,
but it was a 16-game schedule.
20%.
I love it when Ken is backed up, he goes to Wiggy. When Wiggy's backed up,
I'm not backed up because he's the only one that's looking at it from an objective point.
He disagreed. Three games, that's a lot.
Wiggy, are you looking at it from an objective point
of
view?
Yeah, I am.
Wiggy, you're objective about Cam Newton.
Yeah, I am. 100% objective.
Six wins versus nine is not big?
No,
seven wins. Yeah, so 3 games, that's a lot.
That's a playoff team and not a playoff team. I don't know, because they wouldn't have been a playoff team if they went 10-6. Yeah. Patriots would have made the playoffs.
Here's the difference between
Wiggy. 10 wins is most years last a playoff
year,
team.
Last year they wouldn't have gotten to the playoffs.
Here's the difference between Wiggy and myself. I am not objective at all when it comes to Tom Brady. I'm the least objective human being on the planet. I will defend him for anything.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady III.
Honesty is the best policy.
I'm only saying, based off this, what we've seen, last year's team, Brady probably gets you 10 wins, and that's not good enough to make the playoffs.
Okay, that's in one particular year, yes. In most years, 10 is enough to win.
But all we're talking about is last year.
What?
You're bringing up every other year.
No, I'm not.
In this particular year, this is kind of the year that we've taken to, I would say, adjust our cap from the spending.
I forgot it was a big cap year. Reset. You're like when the Red Sox reset, they get buried. When Bill does it, it's a smart
thing. I've only looked at 2 years, and that was the 2020 and 2019, because those are the only years that are similar when you talk about some of the personnel that they had on offense that Cam and Tom had. That's it. Those are the only 2 years that I am bringing up. And then defensively, I bring up the 2019 team because when we talk to Brady every Monday, it sounded they were 8-0 and it sounded like they were 0-8 because the offense wasn't playing well. And we sat there every single week going, Bill needs to do something to get this offense to play well. Luckily, the defense was lights out, and I agree with you, Mutt, that they played a bunch of Scribinis.
They got very lucky with the schedule, yep.
And they were able to win those games because of their defense. So I compared those 2 years. And so I asked, when you look at the team, Brady had a team in 2019 that was much better than what Cam had to deal with in 2020. I don't understand how you can't see that. And Cam Newton had that team at 7-8 as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, but you're saying 3 wins is not a lot. At the core of it, you're saying 3 wins is not a lot. And you keep saying they're not a playoff team. Depending on their wins and losses, maybe they would have been. If they win certain games, maybe they win some of the games they lost last year. They win with Brady, and 10 wins is enough.
Well, not when you're great, when you're the greatest quarterback of all time. Look what he was
You just told me how bad the talent is.
Right. So when you're talking
he's
about...
He's elevating it. Did Cam elevate the talent last year?
He elevated it as far as you can elevate that talent.
Okay. I think a better quarterback would have done a better job of elevating that talent. And the year before, Brady did that. And the numbers
are there. It wasn't the same team because Cam didn't have that same defense.
Offensively, much of it except for Edelman.
Yeah.
He had those same guys, right? Chris in Providence has questions about Cam. Wiggy's got answers. Hi, Chris.
So, first time caller, listening all the time while I'm working. But as far as the no offseason goes for Cam, weren't there rookie quarterbacks that dealt with the same thing that outperformed him all season long last year?
I would say Justin Herbert.
Herbert was
Justin
great
Herbert,
last year.
Justin Herbert.
I'm a Dolphins fan, and I would even say Tua outperformed him, and he only started 9 games, and he had just as little weapons as the Patriots had. If you look at the end of the season, they had guys that were pulling off practice squads.
Yeah, I think Tua this year with Will Fuller and Waddle and Devontae Parker, he has a much better skill set than even Cam has this year of offensive players, and I'm including the tight ends.
Wasn't Parker there last year?
He is, but now
wasn't Gesicki there last year?
Yeah, but now the two guys added, Waddle and Fuller are a legit top end guys, right? They either want to be the number one receiver on your team.
Waddle's a legit number one.
Okay, is Will Fuller better than any wide receiver? Is
college.
Will Fuller healthy better than any wide receiver you have?
Yes.
Is Devontae Parker healthy better than any wide receiver you have?
Yes.
Same thing with Waddle.
Yeah.
They have 3 receivers better than any receiver you have.
I agree with that.
Gesicki's not as good as the tight ends.
Right.
But think of the talent Tua is going to have now. But Chris, wouldn't you agree it's the same situation for Tua as it is for Cam? That he's got the talent now, and if he's going to be good, he'll show it this year with all the money they spent on offense.
Oh, absolutely. We need to see that this year. But my biggest point was if you look towards like the end of the season last year, the Dolphins had guys that were practice squad players playing receiver, and guys, all the starters, Parker and everybody else.
Preston Williams got hurt.
But the Dolphins had a good defense.
They have a good coach. I think he may end up being the best coach out of the Belichick tree.
And when you look at the defense this year, you brought it up, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. I mean, their defense, they got ran all over against the Rams. Their defense couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't do anything against the Texans. So when you look at their defense last year, it wasn't very good.
And Tua, I would agree with that. And Tua was okay at the end of last year. He had an awful game against Buffalo in that final game of the year where he threw 3 picks. But before that, they won at Vegas in that close game where he threw the touchdown pass early.
And then they bring in Fitzpatrick for the Vegas game?
At some point, yeah, they did. Yeah. So I think he's pretty good, but just like
he's in the Cam boat.
This is the same
thing. There's no excuses.
You have talent around you. Anyway, he has more talent than Cam does.
What's the most important stat defensively?
Points allowed.
Points allowed.
Funny you say that. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They were 7th in the NFL in points allowed.
They can't stop a nosebleed.
Okay.
So what were you saying again about the defense?
They weren't very good last year.
Oh. Top 10 scoring.
You could be good in the red zone, but between the red zone, they weren't very good.
Who the hell cares if you're not if you prevent touchdowns? Who cares?
Go look at their schedule. Tell me what
see the moving of the goalposts? Ready?
No.
Now we're looking at the schedule.
7th? Well, how many points did they allow a game?
The Patriots were 7th in the NFL.
How many points?
22.1.
Okay, that's too many.
How were they in the Rams game?
They were better than the Bucs.
Well,
that's
the problem. With Cam at quarterback, you do have to have like a top three defense because his offenses aren't going to score.
Right, right. You weren't scoring much on offense. So
how were they against the Bills?
Not very good. Top seven defense.
40. 40
they were
against
not
the Bills.
A top 10 defense.
Well, they were in scoring. That's the only thing that matters.
But you saw with your eyes they weren't.
No, of course.
I think they're worse than
of
that.
Of course,
stat.
What?
That they weren't a top
that
10
stat,
defense.
They were worse than that stat indicates, in my
exactly.
opinion.
But I just asked what's important. You guys said points allowed. I say they were the seventh best.
And sometimes is it black and white, Chris? Or do you have to sort of do you think they were as
the
good
nuance?
As seventh? I'm asking you. Do you think they were as good as seventh last
there's
year?
There's not nuance. There's a nuisance in the studio.
There you go.
Can I get Doug Kiatt as my co-producer?
Yeah,
you might be able to. You want to? Well, let's say Ken's got trending with some media news here in Boston.
The
Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sorry, we probably
no, I was going to. I was just going to ask Curtis, do you think they were the seventh best defense in the NFL?
Stats and facts do not lie.
All right.
Stats are for losers, as Bill Belichick once said.
Well, okay. I am a loser, so that works.
Subaru Summer going on right now. Your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find an authorized retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. We'll get to this breaking news in a second.
Gonna be a Subaru Summer.
That's my girl, Mega.
Yep. Great singer.
Yeah, great singer. Now, Doug Kiatt's leaving Nesson after 9 years, but he's going somewhere else. That's your media news.
So Doug Kiatt is, I mean, I don't care.
He and Curtis have had it out of
Well, he is an anti-WEEI guy. He is one of these guys that has taken shots at the station mm-hmm. over and over and over again. Super sensitive. I've never met him. But my guess is, you know what this is, guys? This is Doug Kiatt going to launch his own sort of Patriots thing. Like Nick Underhill.
Oh, a rogue Patriots.
Nick Underhill covered the Patriots here. He's now in New Orleans, his own Saints thing.
Like competing with Bedard.
Kiatt thinks he's big time now. Oh, yeah, he's going to compete
Bedard
with Bedard.
Bedard v. Kiatt.
So it's going to be like you're going to do breakdowns mm-hmm. and film stuff. This is going to happen a lot. Kiatt's leaving Nesson to do his own thing.
All right, interesting.
Can we have Hannibal break it? You know, where's he going? I'd love to have Hannibal report today where Kiatt's going.
Oh, that's true. Hannibal's
probably already knows.
Right, didn't you take shots at him, though?
Who?
Kiatt?
He takes shots at us all the time. Curtis can go the laundry list. I think he blocked me on Twitter
He is the most sensitive human I've seen.
Very humorless.
Well, Mutt's blocked over 100 people. We've established that.
Let me update the number. I can do that right now. Twitter will tell you.
101.
I think it's above that. I can check. Go ahead.
To the Open Championship scoreboard, leaderboard.
Yeah.
As Wiggy wants the update. Colin Morikawa, great morning. 6-under, 9-under for the tournament. He's got a 3-shot lead right now. Still waiting for Oosthuizen to tee off. He was the day one leader. Spieth, 5-under as well. So still some big names in the top 10 on the leaderboard.
We got what?
And
two Spieth more
is
days?
Just teeing
four
off
days.
Yet, like you said. Four days.
Saturday, Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Privacy and safety. I think it's... Oh. Can we? Let's go around the room. Closest to the number wins. How many people do I have blocked on social on Twitter right now?
123.
I'm going to go 128.
Curtis?
221.
Curtis wins again.
Wow.
231.
Wow. 231. Is that from the dog bite era?
I think it was from something else probably at some
so
point.
So you just
not the
block
dog.
People?
I block people who go...
Were these people driving you crazy?
Why do you block anybody? Let's say, like, talking about your family or something like that.
Those personal and family shots, people don't follow me. Oh. You want to joke and do that? If you want to follow me, you can do what you want. But there's people that don't follow me that take shots. I'm like, well, I'm not getting the benefit.
Family and
yes.
All right, so
personal
that's
shots. Okay. Yes.
I'm well over 500, I would think.
I don't block anybody.
Can you check, Chris? You can go to your account, go to privacy and settings.
Okay.
And
now, no I'm Red curious. Sox update yet as to whether they'll play tonight, but I do have a hot Bruins rumor.
Ooh.
Okay.
I had a hot Bruins lead, so I'm interested.
Now, are you familiar with Gabriel Landeskog?
No, yeah. But it sounds like
former
a good
Colorado
name.
Avalanche?
He's with the
guy.
Yeah,
there's a horse named Landeskog named after him.
Left wing for the Avalanche. He's their captain. He's the Avalanche captain. Okay. He's in a contract dispute. He wanted something done. He said 10 months ago it's not happening, that the two sides are very far apart. So now he's going to hit the open market in 2 weeks. Elliot Friedman, up in Canada, hockey expert, analyst connecting the Bruins and Landeskog as a possibility, which would mean they probably don't bring Hall back, but they would maybe go after the Avs captain. What would you
Who's
think about that?
Who's the better player?
Landeskog.
Landeskog's, of course, everyone knows that.
So he's an all-around player. He's
so not, how much do you think he's worth then?
Ooh, big money. He wants big money.
So he's going to want
yep.
$8 million, $9 million?
Yep, yes, sir.
What would you do, Landeskog or give all that money to McAvoy, Wiggy?
You got to give the money to McAvoy.
Ooh.
But would you? How old is the Landeskog?
28.
All right. So
I had a dream that the Bruins traded Krejci.
Now they went after Tavares a couple years ago. They lost out on him to Toronto. You remember?
Yep.
So they're not above going after big fish.
But they give him the $8 million, let's call it $8, $9 million that he wants. Would they give that to him?
Great question.
A Patriots insider just sent me a DM saying, quote, number one defensive statistic is scoring defense. You are right. Thank you, Zo.
So then they're a top.
We're not disagreeing with you, but I'm telling you, if you look at the raw number, that does not equal how good they were last year.
And I'm
sorry, Zoe.
And no one has the balls to say it, Zoe included, to go last year they had a top 10 defense.
Yeah, right. who really believes that?
No, you don't want them to have a top.
No. But who would say that? Who would come out and go last year the Patriots had?
I mean, Curtis just did from a scoring standpoint.
But who really believes that? He don't even believe
Trust
that.
Trust me, I'm not trying to give any excuses for Cam. The national media and you do that quite a bit, but defensively...
How do you know how many? It doesn't give me a total. I'm at the blocked accounts.
It gives you a number. It says right in the... Go to privacy and settings.
Can we tease this for next segment?
Yeah, we can. Well, we got a big next segment coming up, but sure. Wait, you got big news and trending?
Red Sox doubleheader? I'd just like to get to the spots, please.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, yo.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Very curious, Ken. Eric Church gets you close to 10 o'clock in Gresham Keith.
You're a huge country fan, aren't
you? Huge country fan. I got my... Not only do I have tickets to Eric Church when he comes to New Hampshire.
Garth Brooks when he goes to Foxwoods.
Goes on sale today. I'm hoping Andy Hart, his Patriot insider connections over at Patriots Gillette Stadium, gets me some tickets.
So Garth Brooks?
He's hated at Gillette, isn't he?
I'm told Doug Kiatt is going to be checking tickets at Gillette this fall.
Yeah. Ooh, by the way, Andy Hart with a pretty good list out at EEI.com, ranking all the Patriots 1 through 90. Wiggy is not going to like where Cam falls on that pecking order.
Mm.
We tease that for later in the segment.
And we are shockingly close when it comes to blocked accounts, Mutt.
Okay.
Well, I'm 216.
I have a laundry. Okay, great. So I have 15. You'll be at 231 by the end of the week.
By two.
We'll get you there. We are going to. We'll do this here. I want to see this list. This list is more important. I want to know this Andy Hart list. This is more important.
It's not that good. I don't want to oversell it.
Well, if it's going to make Wiggy mad, that's good for
the
show.
I'd rather play the game. I don't want to be mad no more.
All right, let's do it.
But by the way, I mean, Jake Bailey is second on the list.
Okay. Just throw it up. Andy, be more of a tryhard. Come on. What are we doing?
Gilmore 1, Jake Bailey 2. I'm serious.
Really?
Why isn't Matthew Slater number one?
Dante Hightower 3, Jonnu Smith 4, and Shaq Mason 5.
Jake Bailey.
How would you? I mean, again, this is good for Andy because people will talk about this all day.
He's going to do field position.
How would he know Jonnu Smith is like better than Hunter Henry? Like, what has he done in his career that would say he's better? Well, I look forward to it. Andy, is Andy on one of the shows today to break this down? Is he on OMF?
I think he is on OMF.
Okay, I'll be listening to that because I want to hear him.
Here's the quick synopsis on Jake Bailey. A weapon, an all-pro.
I don't want to hear it.
And maybe the best at his specific job on the team.
Where is Cam?
That is so stupid.
Where is I'm going to guess.
Why not put Cardona in there? I mean, he's a great snapper. I've never seen him snap anything.
He's probably got Cam 13th.
Bailey can't kick if he don't get a good snap.
Right.
Mac Jones, 23rd.
Yep.
You got to go way down to find Cam at 34.
Good job, Andy. Is Cam Newton the 34th best player on the Patriots?
No.
Where would you put him?
I'd have to go through my list.
All right, you think about it. All right, we're gonna play this game. Ken, so
Bethel's 26.
Three of us want to play this game. Ken does not. But I had this idea because you're a movie guy.
I'm a movie guy.
So we are finally back to summer movie season. Black Widow.
I just saw it.
At home or did you go to the theater?
No, I saw it at home.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet. Probably watch it at some point. But you can go to the theater and see that now, too.
I saw Theaters Quiet are back. Place, too.
Although in L.A., I'm not sure theaters are back. But remember that old promo? Mm-hmm. Let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies and have ourselves a snack. Yep. I love that.
I saw Quiet Place 2, the hitman's bodyguard's wife with Sam Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
These are all at the theater or at home?
Yeah, I saw them all at home.
Okay. When are you going to go back to the theater? They're open again.
Yeah, I mean.
Tough guy. You want everything open. Get to a theater.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a hit and miss on a theater. You know, I don't go to Friday nights.
Okay, once again, Laird's instinct's proven correct.
All right, go ahead.
So we have a list of summer movies, okay?
All right.
You're going to give you the title. You're going to give us what the plot for the movie is.
All right, cool.
You're just based on the title.
All right, they blockbuster movies.
Hopefully there's no suit. I don't know what they are. Because the boys in the back made a list. But I wanted, since you're a movie guy, you hear a name of a movie and you can tell us the plot.
All right, these movies are coming out.
These are all summer movies, yes. I don't think they mix any classics in or not.
No, these are not. These are all older ones, not this year.
They're
past summers.
Okay, well, that's good audible there. Okay. Curtis, you take over here, pal.
All right, Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer? Where'd you get this movie from?
That's a real movie.
Is this like a foreign flick? I don't know what that one is, and I couldn't even begin.
You have to guess the plot based on the title. Yeah, you don't know what it is, but you have to guess what the plot was.
I would say that this one is a bunch of teens. They go to a lake somewhere in, I'm going to say, Northern California.
Well, that's not so,
He's actually pretty close.
Northern California, and they're having a great time. They're jumping in the water, then boom, they all get killed by some maniac serial killer.
Not exactly. No. We'll give you half credit.
It was like a camp type film. Right?
Camp this
was
Firewood in Waterville, Maine.
Yeah, this was what's her name? Tina Fey, right?
That Amy Poehler.
Yeah, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, one of those camp counselor, like a newer edition of sort of meatballs.
Like if you gotta get movies that people see. What did anybody even see that? Never even heard of it.
Okay, here's
movie.
One that people saw.
Uh-huh.
This is from 2018, the summer blockbuster Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay. This is about an Asian couple wanting to get married, and they're living the life of their parents have a ton of money, and they're incorporating that into the wedding, but they're trying to figure out when they get the wedding, where should you get the wedding. There's a lot of infighting amongst the family, but at the end of the day, they have a great wedding at the top of, it's a hotel in Singapore.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well, no, I mean, the whole
thing. Singapore.
The couple is in town for somebody else's wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
And the whole story is that the girlfriend of the guy is hated by his mom.
Yeah.
And it's her sort of fight, who's going to win.
Kind of what I said.
No, they never get married in the movie.
Well, but it's close enough. People will be like, oh, I'll check that out.
I give them the win.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't see it, so I can't help. Go ahead, next.
You have a list?
No.
Oh, I have to do all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
let's see. Do the Right Thing.
Oh, it's a classic. This is a classic. Hey, old Sal, how come you got no brothers on the wall, Sal? All right, this is about Sal's Pizzeria in Brooklyn. We got a young Mookie, who is a pizza delivery guy, who's married to a Rosie Perez, and he's trying to navigate through a humid, hot, and summer day in Brooklyn, New York, with all different types of races, ethnicities, older people, younger people. And then there's this huge conflict that happens in the movie where a key member of the film, Love, Peace, ultimately gets killed by law enforcement. Great movie. Sam Jackson's also in it, too.
Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, Spike Lee movie.
All right, we'll do one more here because this is going too well. We're doing from 2019. Now, this was a big hit. Booksmart.
Booksmart. This is a movie about a young black kid from the inner city.
Yep.
Who no one ever gave him a chance.
One of those guys.
Yeah, one of those.
Discarded by everybody.
Discarded for everybody. Okay. He was living from foster care to foster care, going, you know, from home to home, sleeping on couches, selling drugs, getting into violence. And then he picks up this book that he happens to read. And I'm not going to tell you what the book is, but the book completely changes his life.
Really?
Yes.
It's about two young white women, academic overachievers, Amy and Molly. They're keeping their noses to the grindstone to keep a leg up on their peers in school. It's a very exciting movie.
See, I was talking about the Tyler Perry version of Booksmart.
It was a terrible segment.
You didn't see that one. Hey, listen, we tried.
Besides Do the Right Thing, man, where's all the good summer blockbuster
movies?
Okay,
Dirty Dancing.
Oof, that was a good one. Now, this movie is about two people who dance together, and the dancing's seductive. It's sexual. And key actors, Patrick Swayze, I think, is an amazing actor.
Ken was right.
R.I.P.
What's wrong? What was Ken right about?
That I butchered the segment.
Okay. Well, you don't want me to tell about Dirty Dancing?
You got it right. Patrick Swayze.
You nailed it. So 2 for 5, 40% on the movies. Like,
who's the girl in that?
I don't know.
Gray.
Demi Moore was...
Wasn't Whoopi Goldberg in that?
Yeah, no, that's the other one you're thinking.
Ghost.
Ghost. Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Meanwhile, we'll get to a break. We'll get
That went really well.
I thought we nailed it. A good outside-the-box idea that gets you into the weekend here. It is Greg Hill, No Greg Hill, WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Mario Empebra. Am I saying that right, Ken Laird? I hope I am. Michael Impeba. Nora Pernassi. I think I'm saying that right from the Boston Globe. How'd you say that again, Patio?
I mean, here was Eric Splestra. I mean, Olivia.
I'm not sure.
Cupola.
Giancarlo. Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo? Giancarlo? Giancarlo. Weeks expedited, is that the word? Struggle with erectile dysfunction. I can't even get full sentence out. Whatever. Go ahead. They will run Rickshaw, whatever the word is.
They're off to, I believe, their third best start, easy for me to say.
Harris County DA.
You can be duped by one source. Kate Beckinsdale, Olivia Coppola.
Down Clarendon, over to Tremont. Just send that over to any aspiring broadcaster.
Nice.
They're going to pay me to be on the air, and I can say dumb
Wiggy,
stuff like
I'm
that.
Sorry. I get hard on you from time to time. You are nowhere near as dumb as Mutt.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I live.
Curtis would know.
I live in a glass house, so I don't throw stones.
Yeah,
you just throw stones at Belichick and Brady.
No. I never get on people how they talk, because when I hear other people talk, I'm like, oof.
Somebody heard something. I saw Linda Holiday tweeted out a nasty anti Wiggy's tweet. I guess you must have been listening this morning when you were critical of Bill.
Well, I mean, he didn't make any moves last year that could have put some talent around Cam.
His fault, not Cam's fault.
I would say, yeah, that's on Bill, the GM. Now, Bill, the coach, he did well for what he had.
Meanwhile, you have a new co-host starting on Monday. You ready to go here? What do we got?
I am always ready to go.
I'm actually asking you guys. You guys are the producer of the show.
Ready.
What should people expect on Monday morning at 6?
Greg is going to be very awkward. It's going to be. He's back from a long break.
So I asked Wiggy off the air. Has there been any conversations? How it's going to go? What he's like? Nope. Nothing at all.
Just
so,
jump in, right?
I'm just going to go wing it. Just break Courtney's in. Just do the show, right?
And she there when the mic's on. Go ahead and talk. Give your opinion.
Yeah, it'll be. I can't wait. I'm thrilled to have Courtney. Good to have a BC lady on the show.
Was she your top choice of the group?
Probably. I vacillated, but you know, probably.
You definitely have.
But yes, I would say I am thrilled for no other reason that it's a little less Ken and I, and a little more of someone who's smarter than us in the studio.
And also tense for Ken, because it was not Ken's top choice. We all know that.
That's correct.
Ken was Team Mego.
But
so.
She was number two, steady number two, and I think she'll do well. A lot of room to even grow and get better.
Yeah, and I'll work with anybody.
You will.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, we'll put that to the test at some point. You have to work with me for a couple
of days. Andy Hart's going to rank the Greg Hill Show on Monday.
Listen, I did a 4-hour show with Sean McAdam.
Really?
Yes. So,
thoughts and prayers.
A few times. So I can.
I like Sean.
Yeah, Sean's a good guy. But
as a radio host?
Yeah, I did a 4-hour show. So
I know. I'm saying that's impressive.
I'll do a show with anybody, Curtis. You know that.
I love you.
See, now you know you can put them on the week. The schedule you're making, Ken, when you're trying to figure this all out. Tonight's Red Sox game can hop in.
I'll do whatever, man.
They're not going to play.
Will the Red Sox play tonight?
No.
In the room?
No.
No.
Okay. They're not playing.
I'm like Barrett. We'll do whatever.
Ken, they playing tonight?
I think so, yes. Okay. They'll play one tonight.
Doubleheader.
No doubleheader. I mean, they play one.
They'll play one.
They'll dip a toe in the water. Doubleheader tomorrow.
Can we end the show properly with Mutt mispronouncing Enes Kanter?
Is it Enes? Enes? Enes?
I believe it's Enes.
Is it rhyme with penis? No?
Enes.
Enes?
Enes.
Enes?
Enes.
Enes?
Might be.
Where is he right now? He had to hide from the people in Turkey.
I think he went back to Portland.
I think he's at Logan's.
Did he?
Yeah. He's at Logan at Hertz waiting for him.
Okay.
We'll mercifully end the show. Wiggy, I love working with you, buddy.
It's always a pleasure, Mutt.
Yeah, whatever.
You're on my big board. You're on my top five.
Great working with you, Mutt. Love you, buddy.
Thank you, Chris. Meanwhile, you are back on Monday morning at 6. I will be in Monday all week. With, is it Lou and Christian? Those
Lou
two guys?
Lou and Christian, yeah.
Glenn's got a big first of his 9 vacation weeks to wrap up his 10 years.
I'm looking forward to that. MMF.
Coming up, we have Dale and Keith. Not Dale and Keith. Jesus, there we're perfect point ending. Gretchen Keith next. Goodbye. And is it scategorical?
Re-injurement. Sox look for a swipe of this 2-game set.
Hasn't he rejuvenized? Oh, get you ramped up. Irreprehensible. Is it indoctrinating him? She's putting herself in harm's danger, which he has had in his baseball acumen. The tax rates could use a little influx here. That smell that sound like fire.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.